Have you noticed that in this age of social media, that social filters seem to have been thrown on the trash heap? LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 94. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here today. Hope you are too. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today we're going to read Psalms chapters 39 through 41. To see what Bible translations I'm using today, go to bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 94. LifeSpring Media is supported by listeners. No advertisers here except the products and services that I personally deliver. In other words, my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, and Steve Webb Voiceovers. For information on how you can help support LifeSpring Media, please go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I ask that you would speak to each one of us. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our ears to hear. Open our eyes to see what you have for us today. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Psalms chapter 39. I said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle, while the wicked are before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue, Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. Indeed, you have made my days as handbreadths, and my age is as nothing before you. Certainly every man at his best state is but vapor. Surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. I was mute. I did not open my mouth, because it was you who did it. Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand. When with rebukes you correct man for iniquity, you make his beauty melt away like a moth. Surely every man is vapor. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Remove your gaze from me, that I may regain strength, before I go away and am no more. Psalms chapter 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. In sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. For evils have encompassed me beyond number. My iniquities have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head. My heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those be put to shame and disappointed altogether who seek to snatch away my life, Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt. Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, Aha, aha. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, Great is the Lord. As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Psalms chapter 41. Happy are those who think about the poor. When trouble comes, the Lord will save them. The Lord will protect them and spare their life and will bless them in the land. He will not let their enemies take them. The Lord will give them strength when they are sick, and He will make them well again. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, because I have sinned against you. My enemies are saying evil things about me. They say, When will he die and be forgotten? Some people come to see me, but they lie. They just come to get bad news. Then they go and gossip. All my enemies whisper about me and think the worst about me. They say, He has a terrible disease. He will never get out of bed again. My best and truest friend, who ate at my table, has even turned against me. Lord, have mercy on me. Give me strength so I can pay them back. Because my enemies do not defeat me, I know you are pleased with me. Because I am innocent, you support me and will let me be with you forever. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He has always been and He will always be. Amen and amen. In chapter 39, verse 1, we find words that are rich with wisdom. To paraphrase what David said there in that first verse, he said, I have made a promise that I will be careful of the things that I do and say. I do not want to say anything that will bring reproach. I will go to great lengths to remain quiet while in the presence of my enemies, when I am most tempted to say something that I'll be sorry for. Beloved, have you noticed that in this age of social media, that social filters seem to have been thrown on the trash heap? People say things to each other nowadays that would never have been said before, and not just online. People say ugly things to each other, even face to face. It's hard not to respond in a hateful way sometimes, isn't it? But returning evil for evil is never a good thing. Scripture tells us what God says we should do in these circumstances. For example, Proverbs chapter 25, verses 21 and 22 says, If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink, for so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Romans 12:21 says, Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Yes, I know the temptation is to retaliate in kind, but God says, Vengeance is mine, I will repay. In times like this, our faith is tested. Do we trust God, or do we allow our passion to reign? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our scripture reading tomorrow is Job 27 and 28. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.